Joining us now is David Jimenez, a correspondent for El Mundo, who contributes to our partner, the BBC. He's on the line from Bangkok, where there is an extraordinary crisis taking place there. The head of the Thai army has told the embattled government to dissolve parliament and call new elections. But the army chief, General Angpong Pachinda, denied that he was staging a coup and said the government still had full authority. The airport is closed because protesters have stormed the airport and there are thousands of travelers stranded. And we've been hearing their voices this morning. David Jimenez, what's the situation right now in Bangkok?
Yeah, Bangkok is calm, but the main airport is still closed and dozens of flights have been canceled. There are thousands of tourists and businessmen affected, and such a daring move by the opposition could not go for long without a response. Keep in mind that Thailand is highly dependent on tourists, and we're in the beginning of the high season, so there were worries that this would damage the image of Thailand beyond repair, and the army decided to intervene.
And the protesters from the People's Alliance for Democracy have variously taken over the prime minister's office and have been calling for a coup for months now. Is there any chance that the army can actually resolve this?
Well, they are very powerful, and definitely I don't think the government, either the government or the opposition, will dare to challenge their decision. And elections will be held, and they will have to remove the people from the airport. But it doesn't solve the situation because this is, as you say, it is going on for months, and it's still a huge divide between different sections of the Thailand society. And I think this will keep going on because the last two elections didn't solve the problem. I don't think that this third one will do any different.
And the protesters and the opposition have exhibited a taste for certainly, sticking with their opposition to the government, if not violence. I guess my question is, what is the chance, and we should be careful about this, but what is the chance that the passengers stranded at the airport become more like hostages in the incoming days?
Well, so far they haven't been harassed in any way, but it's true that in the last days we have seen TV footage of people shooting firearms, and we have seen grenades thrown to the crowds. And it is a high volatile situation, and anything could happen. What is amazing is that the opposition, in the latest days, the maximum people they have managed to take to the streets is 10,000. And with that amount of people, they have managed to shut down the government, take the airport, and as you say, the House of Government.
So just 10,000 people. All right. If they're not hostages, the passengers at the airport, are they at least in danger of being in the crossfire? Should the army actually move in?
Well, I don't think the army will do that. But what is true is that it is very annoying for them. You know, I have been spoken to people who were trying to fly back to the U.S. for Thanksgiving, and they could not do it. You know, so in a way, they are hostages of the situation. I don't think anybody, either the army or the opposition, will do any harm to them, or they will take hostage. But if the airport keeps closed for a few days, many of these people, they're going to have a lot of problems getting back to their families or
gonna,
doing their business.
They're going to definitely feel it. Well, let's hope it stays annoying and not anything worse than that. David Jimenez is a correspondent for El Mundo and contributes to our partner, the BBC, from Bangkok. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Talking about the stalemate at the international airport in Bangkok, Thailand.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.